open and informed discussion on the challenges schools, teachers, and students face during COVID-19. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
It is. We are open. We love discussion. Give us a call. We don't care. You know, you can agree. You can disagree with us. Even if you disagree with us, we'll let you talk. It's not that we won't interrupt and correct you, though. But look, you know, we love disagreements because we love to help people understand how their disagreement might be leading them down the wrong road some days. Johnny, that's why we're here. We're the, right. We're, you know what? I mean, look, I know that sounds a little pompous.
We love dissonance, though. Yeah. Tim, like, you know, we're teasing. We're not going to cut you off or anything. We like, because it's differences that make a difference. That's what conversation is, right? When you have something spark something and we can talk about it, that's real.
Yeah.
Right? That's the mess. That's the messiness of democracy. When we get together.
I like what you said, though, Johnny. I'm going to interrupt. It's the difference between just a disagreement and a conversation where people themselves are engaging in what might not be two similar points of view, but willing to engage each other as opposed to saying, this is me, this is you, we're done, right? Serves nobody. In fact, we've seen that, and it's toxic, man. It's just toxic. However, when I feel I'm right, I'm pretty strongly opinionated about that. Johnny, though, I mean, a curriculum revolution for me is where I was going. Hopes and dreams.
I love that.
And, you know, and I saw there was a post on Twitter today, you know, a great guest we've had on the show, Jesse Hagopian. And again, you know, Happy New Year. I don't know. Here we are, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jacob Blake shot in the back 7 times. Black man. Okay. No indictment by the prosecutor down in Kenosha, Wisconsin. You know, and Jesse Hagopian instantly posts on Twitter a connection to the Zinn Education Project on a piece who we have had this guest, Ursula Wolf-Rocca, on this, on teaching lesson where she looks at the history of police violence starting in 1919 and that's contextualizes right. Instead of saying, like, look, shooting black people by police isn't a phenomena, it's a historical thing to look at and go, what are the conditions that lead to these moments? Now take that and say to somebody, when will that enter the curriculum in a way where we actually say, yeah, this isn't extra credit, this isn't a club, this is essential history, this is essential for fifth graders to dig deep. Fifth, Johnny, I taught fifth grade. I know what they can handle. The idea to dig deep into the issues of policing and racial disharmony and brutality. That's a curriculum revolution. That's a hope and dream. 844-967-2789. Again, give us your hope and dream. Johnny, what do you got?
Man, I love what you're saying, Tim. I love this idea of a curriculum uprising, a re-evolution of how we organize teaching and learning in our community. And that, you know, the exciting thing is we don't need to go far for examples. I mean, that's something that, like, last week's show, you know, told us about the Merrill Report speaks to all the time. You know, all of our, you know, colleagues and accomplices have said over and over again that it's not that we need to figure out how to reorganize locally and in support of, you know, empowering communities, you know, and really making sure they're safe and stable and equitable, that we're not enacting these kinds of historical inequities, these violences that we're really beyond traumatized by, right? It's dire for too many people, and one is enough, right? In a peaceful democracy, we got to say like even one matters, but this is too much. Mm-hmm. And so I love this idea of what is the curriculum that is re-evolutionary or revolution that doesn't take on the shape of the kind of revolution that is often propagandized, right?
Right.
That is like a worker's. I love seize the means of production on the factory floor stuff, but let's be realistic about where we're at right now. And as educators talking education, I say that the this is about a liberated school. This is about, you know, the moment being that it didn't work. It was working for things that we don't hold at value.
Mm-hmm.
And let's figure out what was working for the things we do value. Keep that.
Sure.
And let's retool so that the next time something shakes us, right, we're in a better place for it. Like we come out stronger as a community together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that wisdom is there because young people and teachers and communities have experienced this, but we're vulnerable because we're all really excited to get the shot. And I'm not saying don't get it. I mean, I'm chomping at the bit to get my vaccines. Okay. Get vaccinated, but get vaccinated and say, what can we do to liberate our schools from the nonsensical organization that got us here in the first place? If we learn to do better, we can be better together.
The word you used in there that just struck me, wisdom. Schools as a place of wisdom, as a, you know, think about that in contrast to schools as a place where they're receptacles where we jam crap, but wisdom. And you think about where does wisdom comes from? Deep experiences, conversations, opportunities to open, make mistakes, peel apart, try again, listen to others. In community is where we build wisdom. How has that escaped all this time when people, all the reformers out there, again, they're, you know, the last thing I want is one person out there who's a reformer who says public schools are failing is to go, Johnny and Tim are with me. No, we're not with you. Public schools are not failing the way you believe because of, quote, standardized test scores and reading and math and, quote, achievement gaps and stuff like that. Because if we look at the roots of even those things, we then start to peel apart that this is a deal, that this is an issue of inequity. This is an issue of justice. And so if we look at, so a curriculum that studies the root and history of inequities, and then possibly allowing students to have an opportunity to say, how would you do this differently?
Yeah.
Not, let me tell you how to do this. Mm-hmm. The whole flipping it up, you know, turning it around, man, and saying, student, here's a ton of information in front of you. Here's a problem. What are we going to do together as a community? And I mean that. I mean, you know, invite the neighbors in, bring the grandparents in after everybody gets a shot. You know,
right,
make sure, right, you know.
But, and I want to say, like, for me, like you're singing a song I can vibe with, man. It's situational, it's local, and it's in support of a healthy living democratic system. And that's across species because we got to look at where we're dependent on air, where we're dependent on clean water and access to that. We're dependent on healthy food. And that has to be a role of governments and public schools, right? Mm-hmm. To help us learn those things and value them together,
mm-hmm.
right? And so valuing one another. So human rights mattering, really mattering. Diversity in all its ways mattering, right? The health of our air we breathe being essential to our capacity to live and love and treat each other with kindness, right? The food that we learn to make. So for me, this reminds us, and I hope, and I mean, I can't say it as often as and enough in my social studies courses with teachers, is if you're teaching in ways that are empowering young people, then you're teaching really differently.
Mm-hmm.
And your whole school classroom model, right, it changes. And it's possible because it's about that wisdom. And that wisdom, right, Keith Basso, if our folks are listening, a really, really wise educator, Keith Basso, wrote a book called Wisdom Sits in Places, right? And it's that's a real powerful statement,
right?
Because it's not all perfect knowledge.
Yeah.
But the wisdom in those relationships of places.
See it, and that's, right? Yeah, I love, yeah, just moving on that. It's 844, it's 967, it's 2789.
Give us a call.
Philosophical Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slecker, Educated Educators, Talking Education. You got us going a little bit there. You know, but hey, when we get back at the break, Johnny, though, you know, got one more roll. I'm going to pitch this out there. Busted Pencils Facebook page, there's a hint. We've got a prize available tonight, but it's not going to come freely. 844-967-2789. I will give a hint, though. We've beat around the bush here when we talked about the Zen Education Project, Ursula Wolf Rock, and all of this. You know, a moment. Let's just say when we get back for the next moment, maybe there's an opportunity. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils, back at the break.
Stream the Devils and progressive news and talk 24/7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's darnwi.com. That's darnwi.com.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
For 16 years, Dane by Local has been shining a spotlight on how important local businesses and nonprofits are in our communities. Now DBL is teaming up with 92.7 FM Devil Radio to bring you Let's Get Local. Join me, Jason Hafman, Saturdays at 11 a.m. for features with area leaders and business owners who help make our communities unique and special. They're our neighbors and friends, and they have stories to tell. So check out Let's Get Local Saturdays, 11 a.m. to noon on Devil Radio 92.7.
I'm Alan Robinson, host of Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. Every day we discuss the top topics, news ranging from drama right here in Madison to issues that impact the entire nation. I have conversations with community leaders, business owners, elected officials, and people from the streets. This is our neighborhood, and our voices will be heard. Join the conversation Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Herbal Aspect proudly sponsors Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
WTTN 1580 AM News Talk Radio, built for the 99%, is rural Wisconsin's home for Devil Radio.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
Seriously, man. Matt. Love it. Matt Damon. We will ask his mom again one of these times. Dr. Nancy. We love Dr. Nancy. Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slugger, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here we are, Tuesday night, January 5th, 2021. Hopes and dreams we're looking for. If you're out there, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Talking about this curriculum revolution, wisdom in place. It's the excitement then. So, like, I came in here kind of down, Johnny, and now as we're coming towards the end of the show, like the imagination, and see, and this is the part when I think about this, right? unleash this opportunity to allow agency for teachers and kids and community to have agency to think and dream about possibilities, to imagine new worlds, to create and build, to deconstruct barriers, all of that. Ha, that's an education system. Can you imagine the teacher candidates that are sitting in front of you saying, wait, my job is going to be going out into the world to inspire? That's why I got into it. I didn't think anybody really meant it.
Right. And I'm with you, man. And I think it's interesting because the lessons we learn in this moment are so vivid and they're so front and center for young people, especially, that ideas about social justice and why it's important, ideas about addressing climate change and why it's important, has gone from the abstract or the fringe into the mainstream and the immediate. And that's an exciting thing to propose when we talk about imagination and we say, not just any old imagination, but a particular kind of imagination that's accountable to the kinds of possible futures that had seemed only imaginary.
Right.
Right. So it's like this utopia right there, or at least the excitement or the hunger to
striving towards it. Right. I mean, I'm perfectly fine. People are like, you're just a utopian idiot. I'm like, no, I get a utopia is, quote, unreachable. However, I don't get that striving for it is something we shouldn't be empowering, right?
And what emerges from the spark of the utopian impulse,
right?
So it sparks something.
There you go. You know, wisdom sparks fire, right? None of this is about tell me what you know, right? Tell me, Johnny, I just told you 13 things. Tell me at least 12 of them back, and then you can move on to the next lesson. No. That's not wisdom. That's not ignition. That's not fire. That's not creating a yearning to say, what's next? That idea, imagining being part of and hearing students craving for what's next. We know that's the disposition. I say, you look at a kindergartner when they walk in, the disposition is, what's next? By third and fourth grade, they recognize the ones that learn to play the game. You don't ask what's next. And that is so sad. And now coming in and out of a horrendous 2020, a pandemic, and as we're hopefully coming up on a vaccine, is this idea of, we've said it 13,000 times, no more back to normal, okay? We're not going there. Busted Pencils isn't going to go there. We're not going to advocate, and this is your place to come and hear and hopefully be inspired to take this message back to where you are teaching, to where you're making a difference, and open that floodgate of, wow, I want to learn more, Johnny.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Tim. It's about that dialogue. It starts with just saying, what can we do differently to center that local wisdom, to really value diversity and those differences that help us to be the best we can be for one another, for future generations, right? For the land, for all the species. And for me, when we're having these conversations and they sound abstract, this is not new stuff, right?
So we could get into You said that earlier, and I did just remind, it's like, we're not coming up with stuff here.
No.
Right?
Everywhere, any listener right now, everywhere you're at, there are people working in mutual aid networks. Now, this isn't like radical activism or propaganda or anything. This is just like, these are good teaching and learning communities. They're public schools. Sometimes they're informal education. Sometimes they're community groups. Sometimes they're affiliated with churches. They come in all kinds of shapes, sizes, and forms. But it's really about when people get together to solve problems for the shared benefit of everybody involved, right? And I emphasize that, like, a lot of us who do political science stuff or who teach democracy, it's like, isn't that democracy? Well, you know, it might, it maybe should be an argument made for, but democracy learned without addressing, like you said, what are the skills?
Yeah.
What does it look like to practice mutual aid as democracy?
Yeah.
Right? Then we start to think about common goods and our collective ability to face both crisis, but also organizing ourselves to thrive without hurting one another unjustly. So that's my walk off, Tim. I mean, there's a lot. That's my hope and dream for 2021. You know, that's my, if I'm running for anything educationally, and trust me, I'm not, but if I was, you know, it's how can we have a curriculum uprising centered on mutual aid and democracy, right?
Curriculum uprising inspired, brought to you by Busted Pencils, by Jesse Agopian, by Nancy Bailey, Dr. Nancy Bailey, by
callers,
all the callers, everybody out there in Busted Pencils world. I mean, this is what's at the fingertips of everybody who's out there who says, I don't think that can happen. It can happen.
Sure, it's happening
in fact,
all over the place.
You know, it, like, what's in front of you got there in some way, so therefore, what's in front of you can be moved out. And then something can be replaced and or deconstructed and reconstructed, keeping some of what was good, putting in new things that make sense, adding a critique, and then also being able, like you said, accountable to come back all the time and say, is this really working? And if it's not, being able to say, no, we're not going to do this. And that's the difference between an education reformer who is absolutely stuck on saying, no, it will be this way. And you want to talk about, you know, the Einstein quote, doing things over and over and over again is insanity, right? It's like, okay, No Child Left Behind. How long ago was it? 1983 was when A Nation at Risk. We have been at accountability, numeracy, literacy, achievement, testing, saying our system is broken again and again and again, investing billions of dollars into a system that didn't need a testing overhaul. In fact, Johnny, more importantly, most importantly, nutritionally, we could have invested that billions of dollars into the food that our kids eat, and we would have made a much bigger difference than all the money wasted on people like those who work for McKinsey, who we talked about, who have been starving and driving, and in fact, right now are pushing so hard again the idea of learning loss. Oh, I win the t-shirt tonight, Johnny. I'm the first one to do it. Yes. Sorry, listeners, you missed it. You did not get to see that t-shirt out there that was available. Maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe we'll carry over a prize.
You never know.
You never know. It's 2021.
It's 2021. It's hopes and dreams. But, you know, yeah, look, reformers, McKinsey, no. We're not we're not going there. That's not what we want. We don't want any type of reforms that actually you've been given carte blanche 30 years, billions. In fact, I've even seen somebody say $1 trillion possibly to the point that they've spent on reforming the system for 30 years that has resulted in nothing different. Oh, educated educators, Busted Pencils, fully led at education to talk. Call us next week. Johnny, later, brother.
Take care, my man.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.